One thing I've noticed about the anime industry since I've been in it is, and the community itself, people misunderstand anime and what anime actually is. That's basically it. People misunderstand anime, especially the term anime. I mean, obviously, some people misunderstand it on purpose because, well, I'll get into that in a minute, but let's start with a misunderstanding. When most people hear anime, they literally think of hentai, you know, ecchi type shows like High School DxD, High School of the Dead, To Love Ru. They don't actually know the names of these shows, but those are the types of images that pop into their head. And those are the type of, that's their frame of reference, basically, of what anime is. They think it's that, or they think it's hentai, you know, and porn. And that's the main misunderstanding of anime. And then the other misunderstanding is the term itself. So anime, A-N-I-M-E. When most people hear anime, they literally think of, you know, aside from the ecchi and the hentai thing, they think of basically Dragon Ball Z, Naruto. The most popular shows out there that are mainstream that people even outside the industry know of, they're the shows that they think of. They think that's anime. But in actual fact, anime is a medium. I mean, that's what anime is. Anime is a medium, just like films is a medium, games is a medium, music is a medium, and all this other stuff. They're all mediums. But I tend to find that people outside the industry, or at least people who hate, criticize, and spread propaganda and, you know, misinformation about anime, it always seems like when they hear anime, they don't think of it as a medium. They think of it as these stereotypical cliches. They want to box it in to be this, you know, little thing that only represents cliches like fan service, you know, the guy falls into the girl's breast, all that kind of stupid shit that happens in anime every now and then. More so when I think about it in older shows. I mean, I can't really think of an anime where that happens these days in 2020 or 2019 or 2018 very often. You know, they'll pick apart like these little cliches anyway. Fan service, characters screaming to get stronger, you know, like Dragon Ball Z, which started the trend. Or, you know, Naruto, and they have a hidden, like a secret ability that pops out at the right minute, and like all these kind of cliches that are usually in shounen or school shows with the fan service and stuff like that. Or like, you know, where there's a scene where it's raining and it gets all romantic and all that kind of stuff. These are the kind of things that people think about when they think of anime. They don't think of it as a medium, even though anime itself is a medium. When you think of films, or when you think of films and I think of films, we think of, you know, horror films, romance films, action films, sci-fi films, all that kind of stuff. We're going to think of games. It's the same thing. You have your RPG games, puzzle games, action games, racing games, fighting games, and, you know, first-person shooters, FPS. It's the same with every medium, but anime is always, it's like they always try to boil it down to not a medium, but just some thing that shouldn't exist or should be, you know, deleted and shouldn't exist on this planet, and it shouldn't be promoted, it shouldn't be out there, it shouldn't be liked by anybody, because if you like it, then you're a weirdo, you're a pussy, you're a beta male. That's one of the funniest criticisms I've seen. Like, if you go on Google and you type anime is, you'll see all kinds of mad shit. Like, you know, anime is for beta males, anime is for losers, all this kind of stuff. I mean, that's what people think about when they think of anime. Now, you could say some of that comes from, you know, people spreading misinformation. So, for example, think of this. You have someone who's interested in entertainment, then that someone has a friend who then comes to them and is like, you know, anime is this, that, and the third. Because they trust that friend and they blindly follow what they say, they now have planted a seed in that person's head. And then they have this idea of anime, especially when more and more people keep coming to that person and telling them the same thing when they ask about it. Or when they go online and they see all these messages and, you know, in, like, let's say Twitter, for example, and they see all these people saying this, that, and the third about anime. Like, all this kind of misinformation, it just starts, you know, they start absorbing all of this, and then they have this frame of reference and this idea of anime, even though they themselves have never gone out of their way to actually investigate and look into anime, look into the industry, try watching a show or two or three or four or five, and, you know, learning about it. People just take things on face value, especially when it comes to anime. I mean, the misunderstanding could be that. It could just be misinformation spread by other people that people know. Or what I think it really is, especially these days, is anime is not misunderstood. It's more like there's a pushback against the industry itself. This is more true in the West, you know, America in particular, as we all know. I mean, that's where all these SJW, extremist feminists, and all these kinds of people come from in the US. I mean, everybody knows that. When there's outrage on Twitter, it's America. When there's outrage about anime, it's American. When there's outrage about a female character in a film or a video game or anything, it's America. It's always the loud minority who outrages. But anyway, my point is, most of the people who are pushing back against anime are from America, not from the UK. And if they are, they're a very, very small amount. I'm from the UK myself, so I mean, I kind of know how that goes. Europe in particular, they're not pushing back against anime. Not really, anyway, not at all. Maybe behind the scenes, but not publicly. Australia has started to kind of push against anime. You know, they made all these accusations or whatever with that the Australian senator who was trying to ban anime, and he was making all these accusations and, you know, false assumptions based on what he was seeing or what he heard, whatever it was. I mean, it was all kind of out there and out of context. But America in particular, they're the ones who are pushing back against anime. And it's not really just companies, it's people too. Like a loud minority in America, you know, normal everyday people. The kinds of people you see on the internet, that you see on Twitter, that you see on Facebook, or whatever platform, when they're criticizing anime and making all these kinds of false, you know, making up these false notions of what anime is, they're the ones who are pushing back against it, because anime is now competing with, and even dominating, comics. You know, it's competing with films or Western media in general. I mean, it's competing with all that. People think it's not competing because it's not out in the open. It's not mainstream and accepted, you know, like Hollywood films or whatever. But when you look at the numbers that anime is doing, and you look at the success, you look at the statistics, like when a new movie comes out or whatever, it's competing with, you know, general media in the West. And I think they hate that, particularly because they can't control it. Anime is just one of these things, like, it's, you know, it's in Japan. So let me make a quick comparison. So the thing with hip hop in America, that's in America, even though it's black culture or whatever. With hip hop, they can censor it a little bit because it's in America. You know, the media, all that kind of stuff. They have some power to kind of censor it, control it, box it in, whatever you want to call it. But anime, on the other hand, even though it's in America, in the sense that it's being sold in America, distributed, published in America, the headquarters and obviously where it's made is in Japan. And because of that very fact, they can't control it, they can't manipulate it, they can't water it down, sugarcoat it, and make it like, you know, Disney. You know how Disney is these days. Disney's films, and I mean, it's a mess. Disney is ruining everything that they're putting out. All their properties, they're ruining it all with all this political correctness, so-called diversity, pandering, kissing ass, all that shit. But anime, since it's in Japan, it can't be Americanized, if you want to use that word. It can't be Americanized and watered down and sugarcoated with all this, you know, new age, SJW, politically correct nonsense going on in the US from a loud minority and a smaller minority in places like the UK and Australia. You know, people act like they misunderstand what anime is, but I think deep down they know what anime is, what it represents, what it stands for, and the fact that it's a medium, just like any other medium, where you can find good things, bad things, where you can find cliches and whatever else that you can criticize. I think that's what it really is. It's just a pushback. It's projection at its finest as well. And with that said, it'll be interesting to see where anime goes from here, you know, especially in the midst of all this corona and, you know, all the BS that's coming with it. It's either anime is gonna become bigger and bigger in the next 5-10 years to the point where, you know, people want to ban it even more. Maybe even America wants to ban it at that point. Or anime is gonna be one of those things that, you know, it stays true to its culture, which I think it always will, in the sense that it's never gonna be mainstream. But it is going to be a true art form that's pure, unfiltered, uncut, and without any sugarcoating whatsoever. You know, if the second point comes true, or stays true, I should say, then anime is fine. And these misunderstandings, they can keep happening. It's not going to change anything, right? Because it's in Japan, it's not in America. That's the key point. But if they want anime to get to a point where it gets so mainstream that it's accepted by everybody, and, you know, it's on a level playing field with Hollywood films, like you see it on TV, that kind of thing. I think if anime ever got to that point, and Japan actually sold it off, which is a dangerous idea, by the way, then anime would not be the same. And, you know, at that point, I wouldn't watch it myself, because at that point, it's not even really art. It's just a product. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see where that goes. But yeah, that's kind of my thoughts on why people misunderstand anime and the misunderstandings people have of anime, and why I think a lot of the misunderstandings are really just people projecting and not wanting anime to succeed and not wanting anime to get out there and be more popular and be accepted, at least to the level of video games, films, Hollywood films, and all that kind of stuff. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and everything else. Stay blessed.